Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
It is Hardline, 59 The Fan, KFNS, 59TheFan.com. But a fun day. I'm not sure what we talked about, but it's been fun. A lot of texts from you guys and a lot of good stuff happening throughout our lives. Hey, I got to tell you, though, today is text day at the Fenton location at Smoothie King. So $2 off any medium or large. Go down to the Fenton location. That is 750 Gravois Bluffs Boulevard. Go check it out. Also, this Friday is National Smoothie Day. So here's what happened.
I did not know that.
All right. Here's what you do. Do you have the app, Bob? Got to get
my
the
daughter
app.
And my wife do. I'll get it.
Okay. You need to get it. Here's why. Because what you do is guests who purchase any 20-ounce or larger smoothie while using their Healthy Rewards app on this Friday, the 21st, will get a free 20-ounce smoothie loaded into their app.
Wow.
So that's the deal. So you're going to have to buy it on Friday. Yeah. You can't use it until Saturday at the least.
That gotcha. Is.
And it's good for the 22nd through the 27th, limited
perfect.
To a $6 value. So they will.
You know, today is Wednesday.
Yes.
That's my Smoothie King day.
Well, there you go.
I'll
so
be
look,
there.
Also, if you're going to Smoothie King that often, use the app because you will get free stuff pretty quick.
Yeah.
Doing
okay.
all that. So National Smoothie Day. And then the last thing I have told you guys, the new, it's not Styrofoam, but the new foam cups. They call it Styrofoam. It is not actually that. It's 92% biodegradable. What you got to do is when you go to the location, St. Louis is a trial market right now. So when you go to the location, there is in your receipt, they will have you go to smoothiekingfeedback.com, put in the location that you went, the time of day, the date and all that kind of stuff. Just go tell them you like the new foam cup because your hand won't get all wet when you pick it up after 10 minutes. It'll stay cold, oh, I don't know, for 2 hours or so longer. Have you tried the new foam cup
yet? Not yet. I'm in tomorrow morning, so I'll be trying it then. But I also believe you fill one of those surveys, just like any of the other surveys, you'll get a dollar off on your next smoothie, right?
That's exactly right.
Code. So not only do you help maybe keep the kind of cups you want in St. Louis and maybe all around, but get a dollar off your next smoothie as well.
Yep, good point. Good point, Rock. So there you go. That is what you should do today, and it is text day again. So if you want $2 off, medium or large, go for it. Only at the Fenton location. All right, a few things here. This really surprised me. Rock, I'm interested in your take on this, actually. You and I have never discussed this topic, and I don't know that I've heard your philosophy on such. Have you seen the social media censorship happening?
Yeah.
So there is, I am stunned by this right now. Because I think social media should be treated like the First Amendment. Like, there's going to be terrible things up there, but there is, I'm going to tie us all together in a moment. Josh Hawley, our new senator who took over for Claire McCaskill, just introduced a bill that says, look, if you are going to be censoring what is on your platform, you should then be responsible as the publisher. Because what their argument mm-hmm. is right now is we can't be sued for what some idiot says. We're not in control of what's actually published. They're not our employees, like the phone company, right? AT&T is not responsible for some idiotic thing that you say using their
your
device.
Phone. Right.
Well, that's all true until you dive into the censorship itself. Well, if you start censoring things, then are you not then liable? Why did if you picked out this and not that, why aren't you liable? Which I actually think is a good point. My remedy would be don't censor anything. There's going to be idiots everywhere. They have a block button. They have a mute button. Don't listen to them. There are crazy people who say stuff all day long, and that we know is totally legal. Now, as a private company, Twitter and Facebook, you can do whatever you want. There is no legal or not legal as far as your own personal censorship. It is what we think is right. But there is a – the Pew Research Center did a survey of U.S. adults, and this is – they did the survey from April 29th to May 13th. 66% of adults – say that social media companies have a responsibility to remove offensive content for their platforms. That is staggering to me.
It's actually frightening.
Frightening. I can't believe that's true.
I think probably people just respond to, oh, should they be responsible? Yeah, they should be responsible. And they don't think it through about what it really means.
No.
That's what I hope.
Because, and what Josh Hawley's doing is very dangerous. The reason why is because what he's saying is, the government, then, is largely in charge of the censorship.
Which we don't want.
Which is even worse.
Which we don't want.
I would rather let Twitter, because I can come up with another Twitter. I don't want you to legislate the censorship and who's responsible for what and taking stuff off. If you're going to legislate what is allowed and isn't allowed, that could really backfire. I don't like what Josh Hawley's doing.
Less government, not more.
No doubt. If Twitter wants to censor things, should they then be responsible for what is actually on there? That logically makes sense to me. However,
it does, because they're choosing what to censor. And so, you know, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
And in reality,
Geddy Lee,
fellas.
And so they choose that, but that means by letting other things on, they've chosen to let other things on.
Now, that logically makes sense. I would never vote for that. Never.
No.
There's no way in hell they should be responsible for what goes on. Like, we're not employees. We have not been. They aren't the true publishers. So I don't like the legislation, but logically it makes sense. Well, if you're going to censor things, then you should be responsible for what's out there. Logically it makes sense. I don't agree with it. But what I will say is I don't like that. Look, because we know that Twitter and the guy's from here, his name is Jack Dorsey. He's from St. Louis. He leans politically one direction. Even if he leaned fully the other direction, if it was Glenn Beck who ran Twitter, and he started censoring all left-wing media stuff and said, I don't want that on my platform. It's garbage. That's nonsense. Doesn't make any sense. I would still say that is idiotic, that we're all worse off for that, and you can't have a good marketplace of ideas. But I would not legislate it if I'm Josh Hawley or any of this senator or anybody else, because why can't you or I open up our own Twitter? Right, obviously there's some proprietary stuff and whatever. You can look, we have Facebook, who's basically stolen all of what Instagram had. In fact, hell, they bought Instagram, right? Snapchat, the reason Snapchat is failing is because Instagram came up with Instagram stories, and that is exactly what Snapchat is. Obviously, this stuff can be stolen. If people are so pissed off about what they're allowing, this is where the marketplace of ideas comes in. Open up your own, be successful, and then they will either shut down or be forced to open up to what people like.
To compete.
I cannot believe that 66% of people think that social media should be censoring what is on there.
And again, here's what happens, I think, that a lot of people would say yes to that, thinks that everybody should be responsible, generally. And so many people in America see the ill of social media generally. So, yeah, we got to protect it. Yeah, yeah. A pollster asked you about that. You said, yeah. So I don't think those numbers are real.
I hope you're right. Rock, what's your take on this?
You know, I took sociology.
Should Twitter prioritize censoring things?
40 years ago.
I don't think Twitter should prioritize censoring things. I do think that there's. I don't have an issue with Twitter taking down whatever videos they want to. That's their prerogative. Same thing with YouTube. You put that up there pretty much for free. They're giving you the hosting space. Now the difference there comes in the fact that you want to look at the publisher. Example is technically they do make money off whatever content is posted on there. And so from that perspective, I can see why people would logically argue if you're going to make money off things people post and you're going to make a decision about what is posted and what is not, then you have to be liable for things that you leave up. I understand that argument. I agree with you. I probably wouldn't vote for that. But I do think that I don't have an issue with Twitter censoring things where they feel it is necessary.
Those two things go lockstep, though? And this is what I do. I think if you believe one of these things, logically, I think you should. It makes sense to believe both. If you believe that it should not be legislated, then I also believe that it should. The right thing to be. Not that it's not their prerogative to do so. I agree with you on that. It is. They're a private company. They should be able to do that. Is it the right thing? Are we better off if they do not censor? I think the answer to that is yes. And there are smart people, probably smarter people than us, that just get off entirely. Dave Peacock is a good example of this. He has a Twitter. He's got about 9 tweets. Most of them are promoting what he's doing, right?
Yeah.
It's probably not that beneficial for regular business guys and whatever to be on Twitter. Now, it can be good. But the idea is this. We do ourselves a serious disservice as a society by shutting down ideas and criticizing and telling people they're evil for disagreeing instead of just winning the argument with better ideas.
I agree, generally speaking. There may be an exception here and there. None come to mind. I'm not sure about absolutes in many cases, but that's pretty close.
And that's what Twitter is. And Rock brought up a good point. I actually think it's a really good point and probably the basis of this discussion. Twitter, their only product that they offer is us.
Mm-hmm.
They have to give it to us for free.
And see, that's why I think... If you want to believe the whole thing about the market, then if they suppress, you know, so much content that eventually other things pop up, then that's what naturally is going to happen, and I think that's the part about capitalism in the market that even me on the very far left can appreciate and,
be a fan of. You're not even in the galaxy of far left.
I guess I kind of look at an idea of...
We won't let him.
No. He doesn't stand a chance.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like the response. And again, trying to project some kind of corporate social responsibility on any company is kind of pointless. But I feel like...
And that would be what censorship is.
Yeah. And I feel like maybe their point is that taking down videos of these kind of things is they're trying to eliminate legitimacy around ridiculous topics. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem with YouTube in itself is that you see a video that somebody did that was 20 minutes long that looks meticulously researched, and all you do is watch it and you take away those points as facts because somebody put the time in to make that video. Then you walk away with incorrect facts and an incorrect supposition and so on and so forth. That's the biggest problem with YouTube, and I'd like to think that that's their thought process is they're trying to stop these videos that – you know, have these things that are just not true that lead to people generating violent thoughts about different kinds of people, different places, mm-hmm. religion, so on and so forth. I think that's what they're going for. The problem is that
let's say this.
Where's the on? You know, where's the line? On
Pinterest
that,
right now is they call themselves pro-choice, right? Whatever you want to call it, pro-abortion, pro-choice, whatever. And so anybody who right now is arguing that is murder is getting their stuff wiped clean entirely.
Yeah, see, that's the wrong side of it, I think. You know, if somebody was posting videos that, you know, like it, that was incorrect factually and was ending with the if we don't stop these people now and stop them in a serious way, like you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Things are intimating
sure.
violence or
you
or,
cannot incite or, violence. That's no, against the law. We know
just,
that.
Or even if there was a video just out there was saying you're murderers because of these things and was incorrect facts. I don't know if I disagree with pulling that because it's a point, you know, yeah. it's only going to harm the discourse around it, too.
Right.
But then again, that gets into how many people are actually fact-checking these things, how big is the department that's going through these complaints. Because that's the thing with Twitter. We know how people send in complaints, and we know that they actually – they have the rules, and then they have a period that is actually where you have some leeway, and then their people are going to decide on things.
I know this for a fact right now, Rock, that Twitter is banning people who are saying that it's ridiculous that – And there's legislation in New York happening right now that is allowing guys who identify as girls to compete in all women's sports. And women don't stand a chance. In Connecticut, the two fastest girl, guy, whatever,
yeah,
are,
we've talked
are
about
guys.
This a lot.
In Connecticut, they're like number 2 and 3 fastest in the whole country.
So you're saying Twitter's banning anyone who's speaking against that?
Correct. So yeah. Things like that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Unless the person's actually using yeah. some kind of violent rhetoric, then they shouldn't be banned from
That's
having
right.
a disagreement.
Last thing on
That's
this,
my, that I can't, because I can't disagree with that in any way, shape, or form. There's right. If you disagree with it, fine. As soon as you cross a line, then wipe them. Because
last
they have
thing
no...
on this, boys, because we talked about, you know, the good of capitalism is that if you're an idiot, right now, if you decided to not serve Asian people at your restaurant, you're going out of business because you're an idiot, right? You can... that's against the law and such, but even if it wasn't, capitalism should be at this point taking care of that. Like, everybody's like, you're an idiot, right? You should be going out of business. What we do not want to get to, though, because this we are, like, truly just about down the middle, right? Donald Trump got 300 whatever it was, 60,000 votes, or I'm sorry, it was like 60 million votes compared to 63 million votes, right? You're split almost down the middle based on the votes, right and left
right,
wing.
Right.
If we get to a place where you have to create now right-wing social media... That divide is terrible.
Well, it's 4chan. That's been created. It's 4chan.
It's not popular. But if you get to a place where everybody leaves and you then are the people who are conservative are on this platform and the people on the left, we're both way worse off for it. It is good that I sort through Twitter and see things that make me think all day long. Like Josh Hawley's a Republican, and I think this is idiotic legislation, right? And it's because largely I'm reading people that are smart on both sides go through and diagnose what it is. It is really bad for us if me and Bob are reading one website and Rock is reading the other one and we never come together. That's really bad legislation and bad for our lives. All right. I have, again, no idea what we talked about today, but I had fun.
Hunting and fishing,
baby. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, I think.
It's honestly insane how many more things we got in the first hour. What we talked about... Nothing that we had any actually knowledge about. We were just being anecdotal and throwing out theories. And then the second hour, we actually like locked in on things. And people were like, whatever.
Bob and TJ hunting back after this. All right. Frank Penny, Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Coming up next in Cam Jansen program after that. Stick around, everybody. See ya.